Tonight we're going to be talking about build your spirit man. Build your spirit man. And the scripture, our base scripture, is from Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. When Jesus was out in the wilderness, he had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. And you can imagine he was really, really weak, but yet he was strong in the word of God. His spirit man was strong. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord tells us in the scripture that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak, but our spirit man is important, that we feed that spirit man. So Jesus, being the word of God incarnated in the flesh, he said this to the enemy when the devil was tempting him and telling him to do this and do the other. He said, cast these stones into bread. And Jesus said to him, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Certainly, you and I, we need natural food to sustain our lives and to provide the necessary nutrients that brings the vitality and the strength that we need to our bodies. We know that. Praise God. But Jesus, he isn't saying that we don't need food, but he's saying that natural food alone will not sustain or build your spirit man. Glory to God. So we're going to need the word of God. We're going to need the things that will feed the spirit man. You see, God is a triune God. In other words, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Likewise, man is a triune being. Man is made of body, soul, and spirit. And in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 23rd verse, Paul says it like this. And this is the NIV Bible I'm reading out of. It says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. That means everything, all through and through your entire being. The next word says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. In other words, Paul said, may God himself keep us and sanctify, that word, cleanse us, make us holy like he is. Hallelujah. And cleanse you through and through, your soul and your spirit. He says, not only that, he says, your whole spirit. Uh-huh. And your whole soul and your whole body be kept blameless until Jesus comes. Praise God. And he's able to do it. I love that. Hallelujah. See, let's talk about this a little bit. The body is the vehicle for the soul and spirit of man. Mm-hmm. The body connects with the outside world through 5 senses. You and I, we have sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. See, the soul is your imagination. It's the conscience. It's your memory. It's your reasoning and the affections of man. That's the soul. The spirit man is considered the essence of our being that allows us to connect with God. Remember the scripture says that they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. You see, it connects with God. It's the experience, deep emotions, the spirit man, and possesses unique qualities like self-awareness, creativity, and the intellect. Your spirit it's the part of man that gets born again. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Paul had a lot of different things to say, concerning the body, concerning the soul. You know, in Romans, he said, I beseech you, or I beg you, brethren, that you will present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And tells us, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that perfect will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then when he talks about the soul part of it, Jesus had something to say about that as it relates to the whole being. And I'm reading out of the NIV, and this is Matthew's, the 22nd chapter, the 37th through the 40th verses. It says, and Jesus replied, this is what Jesus said. He was teaching and ministering. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. For this is the first and greatest commandment. Praise God. But we want to talk tonight about building your spirit man, feeding the spirit man. See, when you come to Christ, yes, we are a new creature. Old things have passed away. But that stony heart and gives us a heart of flesh. David was referred to as a man after God's own heart. Well, we want to be that way. When God looks at us, he wants to see his reflection through us. And that's what the reason that we have to feed and nourish and build the spirit man. Guess how long it takes? It takes a lifetime, but we work on this every day. So how do we build your spirit man? In other words, we spend quality time in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes God will just have us just to sit there and just be quiet, just meditate on his goodness, just thinking about, God, you've been so good to me. And you don't have to think hard. You know, if you're breathing, you're still in the land of the living. And every breath that we take, God, you're still good. Yeah, your body might be aching. You might have some things that are kind of like it's out of whack. But yet, and still knowing that God is still good and that he has us on his mind. And then, you know, we like to say it like this, when I just think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul glorifies him, and I praise his name. So spend quality time in the presence of the Lord. We have to, and I'm saying we, because this is where I'm concentrating on. This is where I'm about, and you know, even more so every day. Lord, teach me. Help me to develop a passionate love for Christ. In other words, Lord, you're first. And God, I help me to make time. I'm taking the time. I want to get to the place where I schedule other stuff around the time of the Lord. Hallelujah. Not scheduling the Lord around all after I get everything done. But God, help me to literally put you first. Oh, yeah, you know we have to work. We have to do certain things. But he looks at the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. And when you think about how good God is and how good he's been to you, not only yourself, to your loved ones and your family, praise God. That is a lot to give God to praise and thank for what he's done, and not only that, for what he's yet to do. Glory to God. Amen. We need to set aside intentional time for prayer, intentional time to communicate with God. And the scripture tells us, you know, how you're building yourself up on your most holy faith by singing hymns and psalms to yourself. That's what it says in the Word. Sing psalms and make it melody in your heart to whom? In your heart to God. Glory to God. You know, when you begin to praise God and think on the goodness of the Lord, you know, you can feel the joy of the Lord begin to bubble up on the inside. Because, see, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Yeah, maybe you had a hard day. Maybe things didn't exactly go your way. But don't let the enemy steal your joy. Hallelujah. If he steals your joy, he steals your strength. If he steals your joy, then he's stealing your focus. So we want to stay focused. Even if you have to refocus, I don't care how many times a day, refocus. Says, no, Lord, help me. I'll keep my mind stayed on you. Because when I keep my mind stayed on you, you'll keep me in perfect peace. Here's another way where we can feed and build the spirit man. In 2 Timothy 2 and 5, it said, study the word to show yourself approved unto God. Not to man, but unto God. Study that word. And he says, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. That means rightly dividing the word of truth. That means to diligently study on purpose and learn so that you can confidently present yourself as someone who is accepted by God, and demonstrating that deep understanding and proper handling of the truth in the Bible. For the scripture says, when you know the truth is what makes us free. You got to know that truth, and then we apply that truth. Amen? Praise God. And then Isaiah 28 and 10 says it like this. For this is how we study. We study, it says, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Search the scriptures, the scripture tells us, for in them we think we have eternal life. That's why you have to search that scripture for yourself. Listen, when we were teenagers and our pastor would teach and preach the word of God, he always encouraged us to bring your Bible. He said, just don't take my word for it. Read along with me. See if I'm telling the truth. See it and learn it for yourself. Take notes and study the word of God. That's what God requires of us in order that that spirit man be built up. We want the spirit man not to be weak, not to be just like a weak as water, but we want that spirit man to be strong, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. So therefore, it's what I am saying here tonight, there are things that you and I have to do. Did you realize that? God's not going to do it all for us. He says, okay, Lord, drop it on me. Build my man up. It don't work like that. Hey, if you feel lazy, if you can't get in the word, ask God, God, take the laziness away from me. If you just, I just can't seem to stay awake, or I just get bored, pray. And ask God, say, God, give me that hunger. Give me that thirst after righteousness. God, put a fire under me that I may desire your word, because it's the word. It's what's going to keep us. The word is our strength. Hallelujah. The word is the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. We're going to need that to be able to fight the enemy. The first scripture I read was in Matthew 4:4, where Jesus told the devil, he said, it is written, he's telling him, look, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So therefore, think about it. That word is like a seed. Every time you study the word and you hear the word, you're planting that seed. And you want to nurture the seed. And you study here a little, there a little, in the scripture, running references and everything, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying with your whole heart. Hallelujah. It doesn't need to be a fancy prayer. Pray, just pray your heart. God hears your heart. He sees it. You don't need to pray that, you know, so that people can say, oh, yeah, they have great words and they, you know, they're really theologically correct or whatever. You just pray your heart. Hallelujah. Pray. God knows what you mean. Pray and be sincere with it. Hallelujah. So when you're reading the word, you're studying God's word, you're literally fertilizing the good ground of your heart. You plant the seeds of faith. Listen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me say that again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need the faith. We need the faith to be able to stand. We need the faith to just to understand that it is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the very evidence of things that we can't even see, but we believe in God for it. We've asked Him, we know He hears us, and so we're expecting an answer. Say amen to that. So in other words, as I'm getting ready to close, see, the word brings forth healing. That word, those seeds begin to develop and grow, and your faith begins to get nourished. Your faith comes forth, and there is healing that comes forth. Deliverance comes through that. Freedom, peace, joy, a lot comes from just fertilizing, nourishing your spirit, man. Amen? Glory to God. See, quiet your spirit and listen for the Lord to speak to your heart. Sometimes it's not, you don't want to say anything all the time. Just get in His presence. Just get there and sit there and just think on His goodness. Glory to God. And your purpose and what He desires for you, you'll hear it as you quiet before God. You'll hear that in your spirit. You know, and He should call you. He'll call you and give you encouragement. He'll call you into your spirit. You'll hear Him. You'll hear Him. And you'll hear He will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. And we believe, God, He'll bless you beyond measure. God is able to bless you more than you were able thinking about. Praise God. So in other words, shut out the gossiper. Anyone that calls you to gossip and that, you don't have time for it. And you know how you want to know how to politely silence a gossiper? Just begin to say to them, you know, let's pray. Let's pray that God will have His way. Let's pray that whoever it is, that the Lord will bless them and set them free. Let's pray and ask God how we can be a help. Guess what? They're not going to call you anymore. So you got to shut those things out, the negative things, the things, those little weights that pull you down, that pull against the spirit man. But you want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So there you go. Here we are, building your spirit man. I've given you the word of God tonight. Praise God. And now we need to pray. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise You. We thank You, God. We thank You because this is the day that You've given us. You allowed us to come even to this point and time. Father, we thank You how Your Holy Spirit just led us and guided us all day. You just kept the angels in camp around about us. For that we said thank You. You blessed our home, our families, our children, God. You bless even in the workplace, God. We thank You, Lord, even as we travel up in the busy highways, God, we were able to reach our destinations, and then You brought us back home safe. We praise You, Lord. We just thank You, God. We thank You, Lord, because if we just think on Your goodness, because You're good. Your mercy endures everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. We thank You for that. But therefore, God, that's why we got to make a joyful noise unto You. And we need to serve You. We will serve You with gladness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we will bless You at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth, God. We praise You, God, for every single person that's on this Dream Team prayer line tonight. You see everyone. You see them individually. You see us collectively, God. You see their homes, every home that's represented. You see every family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even the ones that are in the workplace, God. Father, I just ask that You would just saturate us with Your anointed spirit, with Your powerful word, Your powerful spirit, God. Fill us up, God. Help us, Lord. God, where we are weak, oh, God, make us strong. Hallelujah. Those that may be sick, God, healing. Send Your word and heal. God, that's what the Bible says. You said, and You sent Your word and You healed them. God, help us to develop our faith. Help us, Lord, to feed the spirit man. Help us, Lord, to become hungry after righteousness, because You promised we would be filled. So, God, I believe in You on behalf of everybody on the line tonight, that You would fill us up. Hallelujah. So that we'd be like David. He said, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. That we may run over with the Spirit of God. We would let your anointing spill over on somebody else. Oh God, even let our light shine even brighter. Brighter than it was yesterday. God, that we would be a greater witness for you, Father. That we'll be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but that we will boldly exclaim and talk about and proclaim the word of God. Hallelujah. Not only speak it, but God, help us to live it. Hallelujah. Because somebody is watching us. Someone maybe never come to church, but they'll watch the life that we are living. And God, let that life be pleasing. Let us be a testimony unto you, God, that God, when we walk in a room, just our presence, it just illuminates the room with the Spirit of the Lord. People will know that we have been with you. Glory to God. God, put that hunger down in us. God, that we will want to feed our spirit, man. You made us body, soul, and spirit. You've given us explicit instructions in your word how that we need to nourish ourselves, how we need to keep our bodies, God, how we need to keep ourselves, Lord, that is pleasing and acceptable to you. You said it's a reasonable service. It's the least we could do. Hallelujah. And God, that we may give your name the praise, that we may enter into your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise, that we may glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. That when we come together collectively, God, that we will mingle our voices, and God, that we will worship you, that we will send the praise up to you, that you are worthy. Hallelujah. That we may say, God, together, let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Even in our homes, help us to praise you and lift you up. We don't have to wait till we get to church, that we can worship you. Fill our space. Fill our atmosphere with your anointing. Let the Holy Spirit saturate us through and through. That's the scripture I just read. He said that Jesus would saturate you through and through. Your whole body, mind, soul, spirit. Hallelujah. Sanctify us holy in the name of Jesus. The names we read tonight. Remember everyone. Hallelujah. Healing and direction, God, and wisdom, continuous healing. Lord, let there be testimonies that come back. Like Sasha had a testimony, God, that she couldn't talk, but now she's able to talk. She wasn't able to eat, but now we were able to see her eat. Father, we thank you for answering prayer. We thank you for that testimony and blessed others that we had talked about, even called names, and even the ones that we weren't able to call their names. Strengthen, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen. Strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know all about us. You made this body. You made this spirit. You made our mind. Help us, God. Give us the peace of God, your peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Those that are traveling, God, let the angels of the Lord encamp round about them, God. Keep them covered. Keep the drivers alert. Father, let them arrive safely, God. Bring them back home at the appointed time. Bless all the tractor trailer drivers and bless them, God. Even remember Kurt, God, and Monroe and all of those. God, Lord, there's so many of them. I can't call them all by name, but you know. Bless them. Bless Charlie. You know all about them, God. Bless Jerry, God. They're riding and they're driving on those big tractor trails. God, keep them covered. Have your way. Take control, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your presence fill them, God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And God, we pray for our nation. We pray for our president. We pray for that cabinet that he selected. Oh, my God. Lord, you have your way. God, you set the heart of the king. It's in your hand. God, you are in control. Father, Lord, we hear all the things that they're proposing. We see all the executive documents that they're signing. But God, you have your way. We bind the forces of the enemy. We come against all that the enemy has laid out and decided to do. Father God, we thank you and we promote your goodness. We send forth the angels of the Lord, God. Keep us. Keep those, God, that God has lost their jobs, that don't even know how they're going to make ends meet. You are a way maker. God, you are a restorer. Hallelujah. You are a restorer. You are a lifter of the hung down head. Hallelujah. God, make a way. We know you are a way maker. Have your way in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Bless us tonight. Bless our church families. Bless us, God, that we come together, that you will bring us into a new place in you, that you would elevate us, God, that we would present ourselves in such a way that, God, that you would just rejoice right along with us, that the angels rejoice with us, God. Hallelujah, that you will save souls up, deliver souls up in the name of Jesus, even in a time like this. Allow our church to preach the word. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct our services, Father, and Lord, that people will be saved and delivered and set free. And for that, God, we give your name praise. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the salvation of them. We thank you for the healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for all these things, God, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We thank you, God, because you are ordering our steps. Thank you for our pastor, Ollie Bolden. Strengthen him, God. Direct him. Give him a new unction of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Help him, God, to hear from you. And feed us. Feed the word of God. Speak it boldly in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And leadership, God, help us, direct us what to do in every single area that brings glory and honor to your name. And, God, if you do these things, we'll continue to praise you. We'll worship you. We'll give your name the praise. We'll just think on your goodness and all that you've done for us. And, God, we have to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is so. And we ask all these blessings. We ask in the name of Jesus. We release most holy faith to bring it to pass. And we thank you in advance because the word of God, the Holy Spirit says it is so and it's done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. So that word we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We say thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the answer because it's already done. And we will bless your name at all times. Your praises shall continually be in my mouth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being on this Dream Team Prayer Line. And I even thought I saw Brother Kendall on this line. Welcome being on the prayer line. I hope that you enjoyed yourself. I hope that every one of you received the word of God and that when you hang up this phone, you don't hang up from the presence of the Lord, that you continue to build your spirit man. And listen, if I want to thank the ones of you that always shoot me a text to say I enjoyed that word. Those of you that haven't done it, try it. Go ahead and do it. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me, if you're receiving the word, you're being blessed, let me hear about that. And you continue to be blessed tonight. Have a wonderful and peaceful night in Jesus' name. And God bless you. We love you. No pastor loves you. And you be blessed of the Lord. Look into the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. With that said, we're saying good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.